pleased to say, the great Boozy Hughes of the Mark Hughes Foundation. He started it and has become a partner with Uni of Newcastle for a $25 million centre for brain cancer research. It is some story. The Field of Dreams has come to this, and I'm pleased to say the main man's on the line. G'day, Hughesy.
G'day, Joel. How are you, mate?
Mate, you must pinch yourself, can you? $25 million centre for brain cancer research.
Yeah.
This has come from where you all started. How's that journey been?
It's been an amazing journey, mate, from being diagnosed with brain cancer in 2013 to starting the foundation in 2014. Would never have dreamt that we'd get this type of support, mate. The rugby league community, I guess they've spoken in some ways. They've just got right behind, and they're showing that what greatness can come out of sport. And, you know, we've got this centre down in Newcastle, which is so exciting. Now, we're not building that. There's a space there ready to go. We're building a team in there. There's so much happening, and we're very excited.
Mark, Steve O'Keefe here, mate. Congratulations on all the work you're doing. It really is amazing stuff to have so much support from the rugby league and the general community, I guess. I was reading your page, and you talked about having intense headaches followed by blurred vision. That, to me, just sounds like a bad headache, but that was the catalyst for you going into hospital. You know, for people out there who have symptoms, what would you say would be the biggest one, or what would be your advice to those people who do need a checkup and go down the path that you took to find out that you had a tumour?
Yeah, g'day, Steve. Yeah, look, the big thing about brain cancer is it really does sneak up on you, and there's not many symptoms. You may just have headaches for a day or two, you know, things like that. So it's hard. It's just one of those things, and I think that's what makes it so... so hard to sort out, is that you just don't see it coming, and you can look good one day and be diagnosed the next. And quite often a grade 4 brain cancer, anywhere from 6 months to you know, 5 years for most people left on this earth. It's devastating. So it's a tough disease, and you know, that's why we're working so hard to find these answers, so that there is some hope out there for those that are diagnosed with brain cancer.
Hey, Boozy, this is a fairly serious question, I suppose, but was there ever a moment where you thought, oh, no, this is, we're not getting out of this? Was there ever a moment you felt like that, or were you quite positive about it the whole way through?
Nah, look, the first month, it was tough. A lot of soul searching. It's scary. And you think the worst, mate. You're only human. You think about your kids, and you're going to miss, you know, all their milestones and your wife, and you just, you know, you think about losing, I guess. But I had to turn that around and start to focus on winning, and that's where the foundation has been such a positive energy for myself. I surrounded myself with the best doctors, learnt more about it, and I'm just, you know, down the track, I'm feeling really good. I'm having a great run, much better than so many others, and I'm very grateful for that. So I need to take full advantage and have a good crack at finding these answers.
What's the big goal this weekend, Boozy?
So we started out with 175,000 beanies. We want to try and sell those, and that'd be hopefully around $3 million. Really proud to say that the response has been so good with the beanies over the last 3 or 4 weeks, and it's building up all the time. So we're looking forward to people getting to the games, buying their beanies. So they might go to Lowe's or IGA venues to get them beforehand, and want to see as many beanies as we can in the crowd. It'll be unreal.
I tell you, they have been the last few years of superior quality. Like, they honestly are. And you see people in junior rugby league wearing all the beanies, which is fantastic. But I had my favourite use today, Boozy. I was in the city and I saw this Clive Churchill medalist walking up the street, right? So what I did, as I got close to him, and he had his eye on the prize elsewhere, I pulled the beanie down completely over my face, and half pie stumbled into him. He freaked out. It was the great Luke Lewis.
No way.
Yeah, it was a good idea until I saw his young daughter crying, worrying about what's happened to dad. So, but there you go. So you can use it for many things, but that's what I did today.
A balaclava, that's the next range.
Yeah, we thought about the balaclava range. It's a great thing that our top players in the game love wearing the beanies and getting behind us. The media, it's just so, and just everywhere you look, there seems to be beanies across the community. So I'm here in Manly now, and looking forward to going to tonight's game, and I'm sure I'll see plenty of beanies in the crowd there as well.
And how are you going, Mark? I know that you're probably having your up-to-date scans every sort of 3 to 4 months, but how are you going personally?
Yeah, going great, Steve. I do have scans every 4 weeks. So, you know, the battle continues. I feel very fit and all that stuff, but it is brain cancer, and there's still I've still got some hurdles, and I know that I've just got to keep myself fit and healthy, look after myself. I mean, I do get a bit busy at times with this, but it's just a commitment that, you know, my family and the foundation have made, knowing that it is hard work at times to get all this done, but it's worth it because we get this support, and it's overwhelming. So I've got plenty of energy. I'll be at the footy tonight. I'll be at the footy Friday night, Penrith and the Roosters. So I'm looking forward to meeting people in Penrith tomorrow night as well.
Chatting to Mark Hughes, it's a great story. And this one coming through from Fry Tuck on the text, enormously proud that a guy from my hometown of Curry has done so much to combat this horrible cancer. Now, Boozy, it is a lean machine, your team, the little engine that could, so to speak. And that's good. People love to see charities that operate that way. When it's all said and done next week, you must be all terribly relieved it's all over. So much effort goes into the build-up. So much effort goes into the particular round, which is Beanie for Brain Cancer round. How relieved are you when you can just sit down, take the shoes off next week?
Yeah, it's a great feeling. I mean, like you say, we've got 3 or 4 part-time employees. We run on the hearts of volunteers. I'm 100% volunteer. Like, we don't waste money at all. It goes right into the right spots because we're just so desperate to find the answers. And I think people appreciate that. And our teamwork over time, our volunteers work so hard. So I might, when it's all over in the next week or two, Joel, I had a nickname in my previous life of Boozy. I might go back to that.
Yeah, so you should. Well, mate, listen, you know what? We'll let you go because you have got so much in front of you. You've been so good. Is there any parting comments or anything we've missed that you'd love to give a shout out to?
Not really. Just that I'm just so grateful, and thank you. If you're in a position to buy a beanie, thank you for doing that. It's doing our best effort to cure this brain cancer. So just know that we're all out there doing our best. And to those families and people with brain cancer, there's hope, and together we can get somewhere with this.
Hughesy, there's 8 billion people on this planet, and you're one of the finer ones, mate. We appreciate your time here on The Run Home with Joel and Sock today.
Fantastic. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it, guys.
There he is, Mark Hughes.